Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Arts Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glass blowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
Christian McBride is back for a fourth live session in the KNKX studios. Our friend from Philly's been mixing it up since his last visit with the McBride Trio. Christian's big band album, Bringin' It, won a Grammy last year, his sixth such award. And aside from the trio and big band, there's also the Inside Straight Quintet and A Christian McBride Situation. And now the new John. Freshly formed in the last year, they've been tearing it up on tour across the country and around the world. And what a band this is. From New York, New York, Mr. Nasheet Waits behind the drums. From Miami, Florida, Mr. Marcus Strickland plays saxophone. A native of Hartford, Connecticut, Joshua Evans on trumpet. Please help me welcome Christian McBride's new John.
We'll be right back.
Christian McBride. New John on 88.5 KNKX live in our studios. And the debut album from this band coming soon, that one called Pier 1 Import by Joshua Evans on the trumpet. Marcus Strickland, saxophone, Nasheet Waits at the drums. Christian, great to have you back.
Great to be back.
Tell us a little bit about forming this new band. I was so excited to hear you had a new project going. Was it a matter of, I love these three guys, I want to play these three guys?
Pretty much. Around in 2015, I've had an annual residency at the Village Vanguard in New York for many years. And starting 5 years ago, I started doing a two-week residency instead of one. And so in December of 2015, I felt this urge to try a new group as part of the second week. And I kind of had it in my brain that I wanted to do something much very deliberate from what I'd been doing with the trio and with Inside Straight. And I've known Marcus for a very long time, so he was sort of a no-brainer. And Nasheet, he's a person who I've admired for so many years, and we've known each other for a lot of years, but we virtually, before this band, we only played together once. And I said, I crossed my fingers. I said, hopefully he'll be available and interested. And as for Josh, you know, sort of word of mouth, you know, even with modern technology, with YouTube and all these different ways to see and find and hear people, there's still nothing more powerful than word of mouth. So I talked to a few musicians, people I trusted, and I kind of told them what I was looking for musically. And they said, well, you might want to check out Josh Evans. And so I YouTube stalked him for a little while, and then I went and heard him at Smalls. He didn't know I was there. I was trying to be incognito.
But he couldn't find you at Smalls, that tiny little club.
I know, right? I had my hat on, just pulled it down. But yeah, that's how it started.
Now, you were talking about the music you had in mind. Did you have music in mind with the Pianoless Quartet?
No, not specific music, but a sound. I definitely had a sound in mind. You know, I didn't want to form another trio because, you know, that trio had such a strong personality. I said it's time to do a something completely different.
And this new band certainly has a personality. Almost all the songs on the new record are written by members of the band.
Yes.
And by everyone but you in our studio session today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I got enough songs on enough records. So, you know, I want them to get the royalty cash from today.
Right on. Now, I also noted that this will come out on your own imprint on Mac Avenue Records,
yes.
Brother Mr. Productions. Tell
That's
me about
correct.
That. That's exciting news.
Yeah, I'm very excited to get this off the ground. It kind of happened organically. I've been with Mac Avenue now for quite some time, about 10 years, almost 10 years. And in that decade, not only have I been able to do a lot of recordings for them, but I've also produced a lot of artists on Mac Avenue, like Warren Wolf and Sean Jones and Christian Sands. And I've played on a couple of recordings as a sideman over the last couple of years. And some of these recordings were really good. And they didn't have they were just self-produced. You know, these artists just, you know, kind of made them themselves. I said, who's putting this out? They said, I don't know. You know, I'm just going to shop it around. And I started getting an idea, you know. And so my manager and me, we went to Mac Avenue and said, hey, we have an idea for you. And that's kind of how it happened.
I'm excited to hear more. It's the new Quincy Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Christian, this next tune by...
Well, I need a Michael Jackson.
You do. This next tune by Nasheet Waits. Tell me a little bit about this next song.
Actually, can I pass him the microphone?
Please.
Because he tells the story much better than
I
do.
Oh, good, good. I think this song has a story to it, doesn't
hear
it?
Hear it from him directly.
Yeah, this is a... This is a dedication to my wife. Her name is Kelly, so it's a Kakeli sketch. It's a Kakeli is actually an Iwe name, she did some traveling in West Africa, and people were calling her Kakeli. She adopted that name when she did her travels in Ghana and so forth. Anyway, when we were dating at first, she used to live in Philadelphia, ironically enough, and whatnot. Yeah, we met each other. We met each other. I met that John in Philly. I met that John in Philly. Philly's been good to me, apparently. And I had a gig one time in Philadelphia with a saxophonist, Peter Brotzman. And he's a pretty intense, very, you know, screaming and hollering the whole set. And I was reticent to have her come out to the gig. I was like, this is probably going to end the relationship that we're starting if she comes out and hears this craziness, you know? So I was trying to discourage her. I was like, you know, I can just meet you after the set. I know you got something happening. You got to work tomorrow. You probably don't want to stay out to, you know, too late. You can chill. You know, she was like, no, I want to come. I'm trying to find the ways to. So I was like, all right, she's going to come to the hit. I was like, well, we'll see. And after the gig was over, just like it was, you know, wild and crazy, she was like, wow, I really love that. That's the best time I've heard. You know, I enjoyed that the most of the times I had heard you. And she had heard me with Jason and with all kinds of people, Oren. And I was like, well, we might have something here. If you like this craziness, if you like this insanity and whatnot, that's my, you know, that's my wheelhouse. I was like, okay. So I wrote this tune with some of those elements in mind. And it's it fit. She loved it too. We played it the other night for the first time. The first time she heard it at the Blue Note, and she was beaming. She was like, "Yes, I love it." And usually when he announces it and says it's about my wife, people are like, "Well, did everything work out? I mean, are y'all still together?" And I'm like, "No. That's just who she is. You know, Aries, straight fire. You know, so that's what the song is about."
All right, that's a fantastic story. Let's hear the song. This is Kekeli Sketch, Christian McBride, New John, live on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. Christian McBride's New John live on 88.5 KNKX. Josh Evans, Marcus Strickland on the trumpet and saxophone. Nasheed Waits drumming. That was Kakeli Sketch for his wife. I tell you what, I've never met Kakeli, but she is ka-cool lady. Holy cow. That was outstanding.
Dig it.
So, Christian, you started three nights at Jazz Alley last night. You're there tonight and again tomorrow. Yes. Last night, a lot of musicians would have been there, except they were at the big Seattle Northwest Jazz Hang down at the Allen Thistle. It was a great opportunity for the jazz musicians in town. I think there were a couple of you guys got down there, too.
Yeah.
It was not a jam session. It was just a time for the musicians to hang out, compare notes, talk about how they're doing, what they're doing. And I wonder, as busy as you are, do you get a chance to get into the jazz hang and hang out with musicians off the bandstand and talk about the world of jazz?
I think that's sort of a common practice among musicians, you know, not necessarily in a formal setting like that, but informally that happens all the time because, you know, when we travel, a lot of musicians come out to hear us perform, and then we all, you know, oftentimes we know them, so we hang out after the set and talk shop or... particularly at a big festival, you know, somewhere in the world, and there's nothing but musicians. We all sit around and talk.
I want to get into a little bit of jazz education. We got a couple of bass players, a couple of Seattle's finest young bass players in the room. Michael Glynn is here with us today, and on the younger side of the young men in Seattle jazz bass, Andrew Vinther on the other side of the room. And I wonder if you could tell me if you see any difference in the young bass players today from when you were coming up. Is it more electric bass, more funk, or is it a similar kind of style? People are growing up with the same bass education?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, first of all, every generation has a thing that they're attracted to, like something that sort of represents that generation or that age bracket, so to speak. So, you know, a lot of younger bass players, you know, like high school, college bass players that I meet, they're very much into the Ray Browns, the Paul Chambers, the Ron Carters. I mean, those are the titans, right? Mm-hmm. But they're also in the groups like Snarky Puppy. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's part of the generational thing. And Mike League, who was a wonderful bassist and band leader, I think the trek to becoming a greater musician, there might be different music that they listen to, but the pursuit is the same. You know, they want to be around musicians who have experience and who are doing what they hope to do one day. In that sense, it's never changed. You know, you meet younger musicians and they say, hey, you know, how do I do this? What should I work on? What do you recommend I listen to? So that part never changes.
Now, if you could give advice to young Christian McBride, young high school age bass player just started, what would you tell young Christian McBride?
It probably wouldn't have much to do with music.
Right. Let's just pretend he's talking about math studies.
Go to class.
Yeah, go to class.
That's what I would tell him.
Christian McBride's New John, and we've got time for one more song, and this one will be by Marcus Strickland, and I love this song, man. This is a great one to finish on. This is going to be my winter jam, so let's get into it with the New John.
This is called The Middle Man.
Sure.